in and getting up before the pig just to get tickets to a stupid concert?
Because you're broke and I'm paying you $5 an hour. I hope we get there while there's still some good tickets left.
Hey, all right, that's another $5 in my pocket.
And while I can still afford them.
So, all these people are here to see Jonathan Keith.
Well, kids today.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing, it's just that, hey, let's face it, he's not the whatever.
The who?
No, not the who. That's that old group of dead guys.
I'm talking about
the whatever. Now, they are hot.
Hey,
what the heck are you doing? For breakfast. What's your name?
Ellie. Hey, that's the same name as Jonathan's wife.
I know. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Wow.
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh?
Don't listen to him. His name's not Jonathan. He's just my taxi driver.
You talking to me? I'm the only taxi driver here. You ever see the movie Taxi Driver?
With Danny DeVito as Louie.
No, with Robert De Niro as an insane person. See, he starts to, like, talk to himself and makes no sense whatsoever. Kind of like I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, Jonathan's gone.
Am I the only one who doesn't hear any music?
He said it.
Hey, folks, can you believe it? The concert sold out. I've been camped out here for 3 days, man.
I can't believe this. I've been saving my money for months. What am I going to do?
Hey, look on the bright side, Benny. Now you can pay your taxi driver that big tip that he deserves.
I'm talking to me.
Ben?
Like I said, we should have camped out like I wanted.
Hey, if I'd have been on the clock, I could have been up for it.
But sometimes you can be so thoughtless in what you say.
Man, sold out, the cruelest word I've ever heard.
Well, actually, Ben, it's two words.
Carol, I can think of another two words.
Ben,
sorry, I'm just upset.
Well, Ben, there'll be other concerts.
Not Jonathan.
Well, I wish there was something I could do, son.
Well, you could call a scalper, Dad. I'm sure the tickets only be about $200 a piece.
Like I said, I wish there was something I could do.
Don't you guys know anybody who might have tickets?
All I know are psychiatrists, Ben.
Well, I was reading in a fan magazine that Jonathan's dad's a psychiatrist.
Yeah, well, I don't know every psychiatrist.
Dr. Alexander Keith?
Alex Keith?
Uh-huh.
From Boston?
Uh-huh.
I know him. From med school, Maggie, remember?
Oh, yeah, is he the guy that threw all those parties?
This is great!
Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm married to a man old enough to have a son that's a rock star.
Think how I feel. Alex's number is right here.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
Well, at the last reunion.
Honey, that's quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah, but you remember the kind of guy Alex is. You can go for years without talking to him, and the minute you do, it's like not a day's passed. Hello, Alex! Hey, Jason! Seaver! Medical school, Cornell. Right. No, full head of hair. Hey, so how you been? Great. Yeah, look, I was wondering, you know, since you and I spoke at that last reunion a couple of years ago, and you said, make sure you keep in touch, and... Yeah, you said that. Well, you know, my son, he thinks that your son is just the most No, I have no idea how many people hit you up for tickets. No, you have every right to resent that. No, that's it. I just wanted to touch base. Yeah, so I'll see you at the next reunion. Or not. Yeah, go ahead.
How many tickets did you get?
Maggie.
Oh, I'm trying to cheer you up with a little joke.
Ben would have been so happy. Now I gotta go call a scalper and spend $400.
I've got an idea.
I love it.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before.
What is it?
I'm gonna call the entertainment editor at the station. Yes, this is Maggie Malone for Steve Juergens. He's always bragging about his music contacts.
Yeah, well, it's worth a shot.
Hello, Steve. This is Maggie. I've got a question. See, my son Ben is a big fan of Jonathan Keith, and he would just kill for tickets to... Uh-huh.
Don't feel bad, sweetheart. I failed, too.
That would be wonderful. Jason, how about if you and I take Ben tonight?
Sure.
Oh, Steve, I can't thank you enough. Oh, no. 3 tickets is plenty. Oh, don't be silly. You don't have to send a limo. Yes.
And this afternoon we can go down to the arena and watch them do the sound check for tonight's concert.
I get to watch Jonathan set up for the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're kind, Joe, pal, into giving you the tickets. All right, Dad.
I knew I got my gift from someplace.
Benny, look, I think it's about time you learn the difference between gratitude and groveling, all right?
Yeah, easy, Ben. That look on your face is thanks enough for me. Oh, did I forget to mention that your mom actually got the tickets and arranged everything? Because I meant to mention that. I might have mentioned it to...
Well, Chrissy's napping and her food is in the refrigerator and the number to the call is...
Whoa, why are you telling me?
Because you're going to babysit this afternoon.
Oh, Mom, I would, but I told Debbie that we'd go to a movie.
Oh, honey, your father and I are really stuck. What if I offered you $10?
Mom, I do not expect to get paid to babysit. It's my family duty. But, you know, I just can't break a commitment to Debbie.
20?
Who's Debbie?
Honey, Mike has graciously agreed to babysit today.
Yeah, how much?
Mother, I do not expect to be paid to babysit. It's a family duty.
Jason?
$20.
Okay, Carol, you can go to the movies with Debbie.
But, Mom, I really need the money, and you promised.
Mike, this lets you off the hook. Now you can go to your party.
What party? I mean, what do you mean, Dan? I mean, I don't think I'll psych to babysit tonight.
Besides, I'm broke.
Hey, Maggie, this is quite a bargain. 2 babysitters for the price of 5.
Around here somewhere.
Jason, was that sound check especially loud, or I'm getting older than I thought?
Older.
Older?
See, your hearing's fine. You're a young woman.
That's the door. I bet you that's it.
Ben, that door says janitor.
That's probably just fool Bozo, but it didn't fool me.
Well, you know, he may have gone back to his hotel or something. He may not even be around here. That's the way Elvis used to do it.
Dad, Elvis is dead.
All right. Jonathan wants some hot coffee in his dressing room ASAP.
Where am I going to find hot coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Okay, I'm on it.
He's here, Jonathan's here. I gotta go to the bathroom again.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, the excitement's too much for you, too.
What?
Just go to the bathroom.
Thank you.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't see.
Oh,
that's
what
I
thought. Pops. Yeah, they say the eyes are the first to go.
Oh, God.
Excuse me, Jonathan, could I get your autograph?
Yeah, no problem, man. Uh-huh. You know, it's nice to have fans your age.
I'm not a fan of yours. My son is a big fan of yours. His name's Ben. Can you make it out to Ben, please? Oh, boy. I knew your dad, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Medical school, Cornell. Did he ever tell you the story of the missing cadaver?
Hmm?
No, he didn't.
I guess I better not tell you that, eh?
Oh, honey. I'm Jason Seaver.
Ah, Jonathan Keith.
Oh, I know.
Oh, boy. My son's going to die, you know. He's had us out here for the last hour just to try to get a glimpse of you, and his kidney's picked now to pull him away.
No, Jonathan, hot coffee will be here in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thanks, pal. Well, it's been a pleasure. You got to run.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Hey, John, pardon me. I know you got a million things to do. It's a concert day and everything, but you know, he'll be down here in about any second, I swear. So if you wait just a teensy, tiny minute, he'll say.
All right. I'll tell you what, man. If he's back within 10 minutes, bring him by my dressing room. He'd be more than happy to say hello.
Oh, that would be so terrific.
Yeah, mine's the one marked janitor. Helps keep the bozos away.
Didn't fool me.
Well, I'll see you around.
Hey, I'll see you.
All right.
Nice guy.
Hey, boy. Tony, where you been, man? Correct me if I'm wrong, but is it not your job to protect me?
Oh, I was getting a donut.
You're out stuffing your fat face, man. Some bozo hit from me to meet a stupid kid.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. Well, sorry's not good enough. Now, I will meet this guy's brat. Why? Because I'm a nice guy. So go grab this pain in the butt photographer and let's get some PR mileage out of this, please. And make sure the future bozo stay out of my face.
Hey. It's all right. I belong here. I'm the original bozo.
Hey,
where's Ben?
Still in the bathroom.
Oh, look, they say women take forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I just met Jonathan Keith, and I.
Oh, he signed it.
Yeah, well, I was just standing here, and he came over. We started talking, and before I knew it, he said Ben could meet him in the dressing room.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but look, I gotta tell you,
Ben,
I heard him say...
Ben, your father has wonderful news. He's arranged it so you can go back to Jonathan's dressing room and meet him. Whoa!
Yeah, Ben, wait a minute. Just before you do... Ben.
Nice to see you again.
Make me believe it.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah. My name's,
Ben Seaver.
Yeah.
And, Jonathan, this is my wife, Maggie. She's also met your dad.
Very, very nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
And this is my road manager, Tony. He takes care of me sometimes.
I've heard.
Jonathan, hey, how about one with your arm around him?
All right.
Make me believe it.
I bet Ben is your biggest fan. He knows everything about you.
Oh, well, I hope not.
Well, I know you're 24, you're from Boston, I know that your song, My Only One, was written for your wife, Ellie.
Well, she is my only one. She's at home with the baby.
Aw. I know all the words, don't be down. Don't be down, don't be down.
Jonathan, one where you're interested in what he's saying.
Glad you end up crashing back today.
All right, make me believe it.
My mom called the Skyder TV station.
See, I'm kind of a celebrity myself. I'm a reporter for Channel 19.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I think you know our editor, Steve Jerkins.
Yeah.
He got a press seat.
I got what I need.
Well, it's been nice meeting you.
Is this where you've got a dog named Grammy?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Is that your favorite guitar?
Okay, Tony, would you make sure our guests receive front row tickets for tonight's show?
Front row?
Hey, I got connections.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Wow. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You folks enjoy the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jonathan, coffee's here.
Juan Valdez would approve.
He likes me. He really likes me. What a great guy.
Hey, sure seems like a great guy.
Man, I can't wait to show my album to Vito and Stinky and the Vox Brothers. Oh, no, I forgot my album. Right there.
Jason, after a while, didn't you get the sense that Jonathan was, I don't know...
Full of bull? So was his father.
Sorry, Jonathan, I forgot my...
Damn it, I'm busy.
That's not Ellie.
Would you get the hell out of here, you snot-nosed brat? Get out! Ow, ow, ow. Get out.
He called you a bozo?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't even know you.
I know what you mean.
Oh, here he comes. Pumpkin, are you ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, got your album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to see Jonathan?
I sure did.
Okay.
Mike, Chrissy needs to be changed.
No, she doesn't.
Then you do.
All right, she does. All right, well, society changes Chrissy fair and square. All right, we'll flip for it. Heads, you look.
Heads. Let's go, Chrissy.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're both babysitting tonight, Carol. You know what they say. Two heads are always better than one.
Especially on coin.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how was that sound check?
Loud, but it was exciting.
Yeah, very. Where's the aspirin?
I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, you going to go up and call your friends? Tell them?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Tell them what?
Ben got to meet Jonathan Keith.
Hey, all right, Benny. So, is he everything you hoped he'd be?
More.
Why do I lose every single coin? Right.
Come on, Ben, we're gonna be late. Carol will be back from the concert by 11, okay?
Okay.
Hey, is this the right house?
It is for us. Can I help you?
Yeah.
I'm Boom Boom. You're not here to pick up Carol, are you?
Carol? No.
Good.
I'm here to pick up tickets.
What tickets?
For the Jonathan Keith concert, front row. I know it's going to put me into hocks, but hey, who among us hasn't been there before, right?
Hey, listen,
Oh, Boom Boom.
Boom Boom, yeah, which, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, well, I talked to a guy named Mike on the phone. He said it's a done deal. He said just go to the back house and be sure not to disturb his parents.
Aha. Yeah, look, Boom Boom, I don't want to break the news to you, but these tickets aren't for sale.
Oh, well, sorry to disturb you, though.
Are you Carol?
No!
Ben?
Yeah?
A guy named Boom Boom just left here, and he said, Ben?
Dad, I don't feel too good.
Oh, what's the matter?
I got a fever.
128.
I feel like I should probably stay in tonight, huh?
Yes, and you should be basted, too.
I knew it was bad.
What's going on, Ben?
I told you, I'm not a well man.
You held this up to the light bulb, didn't you?
Okay, so maybe I don't have a temperature, but I'm still sick.
Mm-hmm. And what's this about Mike selling your tickets?
Well, since I wasn't going to the concert, I figured I could make some easy money.
He used to have a poster of Jonathan Keith up there, didn't he?
I took it down.
Why?
It was making me sick. The ink or something.
Something happened today when you went backstage to get your album, didn't it? Hmm? Hey. Me, remember?
Dad, Jonathan is a real jerk. I saw him kissing this lady who wasn't his wife, and he called me a snot-nosed little brat.
Sorry, Ben. Hey, I had a feeling that maybe Jonathan wasn't exactly what you thought when you...
He's just a big phony. I hate him. I wish I hadn't seen him today. I don't ever want to see him or his stupid music again. I'm going to get rid of his records right now.
Hey.
Oh, no.
What?
What if all the guys whose records that I like are jerks like Johnson? What if all famous people are scum buckets?
Hey, come on. Hey, calm down. Wait a second. Hey, Ben. Now, just a second. Now, I don't know every famous person, but I'll tell you one thing. I imagine they're just like everybody else. I mean, some are going to be nice and some aren't so nice. You can't hate everybody just because of one person.
I thought Jonathan liked me. Thought I liked him.
Well, but you didn't even know him, Ben. Come on, all you know about him are what you hear on his records and what he says on TV, what you read about him.
So?
So, well, the image isn't always what the person is really like.
Now take your mom, for instance. People watch her on TV, they think she's this cool, rational, all-business-type newswoman. You and I know that's not the truth. That's not the whole truth.
Man, how can Jonathan act like that? I mean, doesn't he know what a slime he is?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you know him better than he knows himself.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
Hey, remember when you first heard that Kermit wasn't a real frog?
Whoa. Don't remind me.
Yeah, well, it took you months before you could even watch Sesame Street again. But you did.
I couldn't help it. It's a good show.
Okay, so just because you found out the truth about Jonathan Keith doesn't mean you can't enjoy his music. Come on, what's that song that you like so much? Don't be down. Don't be down. Don't be down.
The man sure does write a good song.
Yeah. So come on, why don't you and I just go to that concert and see if we can have some fun?
I don't know.
All right, if you don't want to see Jonathan Keith, Gary Puckett's in town now, I happen to know. He's a real nice guy.
Dad, I don't like Gary Puckett's music.
Oh, so you go to a rock concert for the music?
Hey, Benny, I got some great news. I got this guy who's coming over who's willing to pay big bucks for those tickets.
His name wouldn't be Boom Boom, would it?
Yeah, you know.
We went to med school again.
Anyway, Benny, this guy is willing
to... I don't want to sell him. We're going to the concert, right, Dad?
Right.
You are willing to give up $300 a ticket?
We don't care about the money, do we, Dad?
No.
Tomorrow with 6:30 on Growing Pains, things get ugly when the family comes together to plan a surprise anniversary party for Maggie and Jason. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, we get a glimpse in what the future holds for the Arnolds.